So what we're trying to determine is whether there is an asymmetry on this gate or not, whether there is forelimb or hindlimb lameness, and that will be given by uneven weight distribution, well, the horse trots towards us or away from us. So for hindlimb, what we look for is hip height. So this horse actually does have a hip height on the right hind. And when the horse comes towards you, what we look for is to see whether the horse, there is a head nod or not. So the horse now is the head and neck not down with the left front hits the ground. So that is indicative of a right forelimb lameness. Think you can do one more time? So this part of the this phase of the lameness exam will determine whether the horse is actually lame or not. Again, in the forelimbs or hindlimbs. And once we determine whether there is or not a lame limb, then we'll move to the next step, will be the flexion test. So again, this horse does have a forelimb lameness, right forelimb lameness. It's characterized by head nod. The head knocked down with the left front hits the ground. There, 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 there. Classic of right forelimb lameness.